Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm a woman's man.
No time for talk. I was a kid. I mean, you hear this song all the time. This is like a ubiquitous song in pop culture. When I found out it was a dude singing this, I was shocked.
You were shocked? But you had to listen to the music back in the day. Everybody had them little high-pitched voices.
One guy that does not, Sean Merriman, Mr. Lights Out, joining us now via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable.
Sean, hit people and make them sound like that.
Yeah, exactly. Rude's got the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And I would say one of the most reliable great deeds done by somebody from this community. Sean Merriman and AJ Francis team up for their annual canned food and coat drive. It's happening this week, 23rd annual coat drive in College Park. Mr. Lights Out, what's up, dude?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
We good, brother.
Before we get to football and everything, you've been doing this coat drive for more than two decades. Is that crazy to think about?
Yeah, I just looked in the mirror. The gray hairs are dead, man, so it actually made sense. So, no, it's been great, man, and it's 23 years now, you know, over 40,000 coats later, man. So it's been, I can't even tell you, man, just every time I come back and I do this, to see the amount of people showed up. And you got to remember, when I started this thing, you know, some of these people come now were kids, and they have kids.
Wow.
Right? So it's kind of incredible, man, to see this thing keep going for this long, man, and hopefully I can do it another 23 years and possibly pass it down to my son to keep going.
You know, Sean, a lot of time when you do things, you don't see the impact that's going on. But in this, do you really recognize and see the impact that's going on with what you do?
Well, I'll tell you the impact, man. AJ Francis, obviously, you know, former Terp and now with TNA Wrestling and a bunch of other wrestling organizations, he started his canned food drive. And I, by the way, I didn't know this until I read an article a couple years after he started his. He started his canned food drive because of this coat drive that I did. And
oh, wow.
So when you talk about impact, man, that I don't think it gets more impactful than that, because, you know, somebody like him who's still doing really well in life, and he goes back and now he's doing it because of something I started 23 years ago. That's what this whole thing is about. You know, you want to keep going, and long after I'm gone, somebody else will start something up and keep giving back to the community.
Absolutely. We've had AJ on the show, and he's a wild dude, and we love his success in the wrestling world and everywhere else. And just as a Maryland guy, I'm proud of you both for continuing to do this. Neither of you live here anymore, and you still lock in the time and the effort to come back and do it and serve the community you grew up in. I think it's really cool, man.
Man, I appreciate it. I still got a 301 number, so I'm always going to be PG County. For the rest of my life, man. But it's always good to come back.
Well, let's talk a little Terps before I transition to the NFL then. I don't know if you saw, but the athletic director at Maryland came out and said, we're sticking with Coach Locks. This is not the time for us to make changes. I know you have a relationship with Locks. I'm curious what you thought. Obviously, the last two seasons haven't been good. I think the loss to Rutgers really made things difficult this year. But honestly, I think it's smart with all the openings in college football that you're not competing with six SEC schools or whatever trying to get a new coach. What'd you think?
I thought it was a great move. And, you know, I know the frustration, right? I mean, we because I am still tied not only to Locks, but also to the University of Maryland. That's still home for me. I grew up 20 minutes from the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to win. You want to win. But also, too, you can't show up to a gunfight with a slingshot. And that's what they've been dealing with. And the college landscape has changed drastically, man. It's a different ball game now.
Yes.
Back when I played, and one of the reasons why I went to University of Maryland is because of Lox and the relationship I had with the city and the area growing up there. Now it's about how much can you pay me? True. And it's changed. You know, relationships was a big thing when I was growing up and why I went to University of Maryland, why I wanted to stay home to influence other, you know, DMV up and comers, you know, that were top ranked recruits in the country to stay home. It's not about that no more. And so to actually really go out there and compete and really contend, you need your horses, and they don't have all their horses. They got some key pieces, but they don't have horses across the board to go out and compete in the Big Ten right now. It's just a fact.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that earlier. Like, if the University of Maryland has been a basketball school and you moved into a conference that is football, and if you're going to compete, you have to pay the piper. And I think that's the whole thing. And if they don't get those right athletes, I don't care who's the coach. They're not going to compete.
And you know what, man? It's funny you said that, because one thing, regardless of anything, is Lox has always been a great recruiter.
Hell yeah.
I mean, James Franklin is great too, no doubt about that. I still got a great relationship with him as well. I think he's going to do well out there at VTech. But there's nobody better in the country than Lox. And if you give him the ammo to keep some of those area kids in that DMV area home, Maryland could win a championship. And I'm not, you know, they're not going to Alabama. They're not going to Ohio State. They're not leaving to go to Georgia or Florida or Texas. They're going to stay home. And we all know what kind of talent is in that area. It's the best in the country, and they need to stay home. But you have to go ahead and compensate those kids nowadays in order to do so.
Sean, you ever wonder what you would net in the NIL era? Where all were you recruited? Because I know you chose to stay at Maryland, but I imagine you had options.
Yeah, no, I was recruited by everyone, and I'm going to still go back in my retro pay. Dude, don't think that I'm passing up, man. Like, I'm going to get my retro. I still got one more year technically left at Maryland. So that lights out moniker and name would have made a lot of money. But the truth of the matter is, I'm excited because, you know, those guys got an opportunity. You know what? I don't care if it's signings or you getting paid for your name, but you getting paid for your performance. I always felt that guys should be there. Now, I'm a little, you know, there has to be government, a little bit more governed on NIL deals, but I'm happy those guys getting paid. And then two, you know, my son, who's you already received the offer from Maryland, Justin, marry me. I'll go back and get some of his NIL money to catch up to whatever I miss.
So. Hey, son, go take care of dad.
I like it. We're talking with our buddy Sean Merriman here on the line. In Sean's first 3 years in the NFL, 40 sacks your first 3 years in the NFL, which tells the story of what
getting
you were
right
as a
there.
Pass rusher. You can follow Sean at Shawne Merriman, Merriman, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. If you want to see Sean this weekend, he'll be in College Park at the Terps Michigan game with his annual coat drive. Let's start locally talking about the NFL and what has really been, you know, a disappointing season for the Commanders. How surprised are you by it? And what does it do to a team when injuries just completely make things fall apart?
You know, it's crazy. I was just working out a little while with Austin Eckler.
Oh, wow.
Who we, you know, left in the gym. He looks really good too, by the way, walking around, and he looks like he's coming along. But you know, that was a big blow to them, right? Because, you know, Austin Eckler can do so much out the backfield, and you know, he's really as solid as it comes, just all around utility for that offense. And as far as, you know, the injuries, you're going to have them during the year, right? You're going to have, you just don't. First of all, you hope that guys don't go down for the season or a very long period of time. You're going to lose some of the guys for a game or two. It's just the way the game works. It's a brutal game. Nobody on the football field right now at this point in the season is 100%. Yeah. I can tell you that right now. I mean, from the day one of training camp all the way until that last whistle blows, not one single person is 100%. But you don't want to lose your quarterback, right? You don't want to lose the big guys for a long period of time, because – that is where your season can tank, and you can't overcome those things. I don't care who you are, and I'm seeing the same thing with the Chargers. You know, having both all-pro left tackles go down, and there's Najee Harris and Amari up. They're dealing with the same thing. When you have those injuries to key guys, I don't care who's the coach, I don't care who's in that front office, it is very difficult to overcome.
Yeah, totally.
I think you've seen that in Washington.
It's definitely happening to them right now.
B and I were just talking about this. With Jaden Daniels and the player he is, and he's had three different injuries this year. The most recent is he dislocated his elbow on his non-throwing arm. And there are some people that say, you know, just put him on the shelf for the rest of the year. The playoffs are already shut down. We don't want to see Jaden anymore. Where do you land on something like that?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. You're looking at the rest of the team like, what about us?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that trickle-down effect to really send a message to the locker room like, hey, we're already going to tank. Now you're going to have guys saying, hey, I ain't trying to go out there getting it. I'm not going to dive on that ball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to jump for that extra yard. You're sitting Jaden Daniels, you're protecting him, but I'm out here with my body. I got to get a new contract. So it's a double-edged sword because you don't want to send a wrong message in the locker room that you guys are already tanking by not bringing him back. The flip side of that is, this is your franchise quarterback for the next 5-10 years. And if you believe he's the guy going forward that's going to be your franchise guy going forward, you don't want to put him in a situation where he's just out there. Because when you're just out there with nothing to play for, it is very hard to walk in that locker room every day with a positive attitude. It is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But I'm glad you said it about like what other players would be thinking, because I think one thing about this team here, Jaden is a guy who he wants to go. But you're right. Other players start wondering, well, hell, what about me? And there are guys on this team that they need to make his stuff go forward, you know? And if they don't feel like you care about them, that could become a problem for years to come.
Yeah, and you don't just flip the switch, by the way.
Hell no.
One of the things the Commanders did, first thing on, they came in with new ownership and they changed the culture. They changed the entire culture from top down than what was in there before. You don't want to go backwards. The last thing you want to do is go backwards. And I believe that sitting Jaden Daniels right now for the rest of the season, it could be a big culture shift in where they were going, because they were going in the right direction. You can feel it. You can see it. Inside and outside that locker room, you understand they're going in the right direction. I think by benching Jaden Daniels for the entire year, you can send a very bad message, and you can't just snap it on this all season, just get everybody back in the mix again. That was tough.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Sean Merriman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sean played a number of years in the NFL at an incredibly high level. Always enjoy getting to catch up with him. B and I were just talking about the AFC playoff picture, right? The Commanders are on a bye this week, kind of just zooming out, looking around the league. If the playoffs started today, and they don't, but if they did, the Ravens and the Chiefs would be on the outside looking in. And yet, if you look at Vegas,
they still got them.
Vegas still has the Chiefs and the Ravens as top five options in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl. Do you think it's more likely both of those teams don't get in, or that one of those two teams represents the AFC in the Super Bowl?
Well, look, as long as Patrick Mahomes is at quarterback, they got a shot. And I said that early on during the year when everybody was jumping off the bandwagon for the first three games, especially after the loss to the Chargers. But I said, look, the Chargers, when they were healthy, was a very good team. So I wouldn't look past that. But they're always going to find themselves back in the mix. Now, as far as the Ravens, I just think that, you know, Lamar's injury with him being out, you talk about quarterbacks going down. That is a total different team. And I ain't talking about just on the offense side. I'm talking about that is just the defense side. They react different. Their energy level is different. The defense, that is a total different team without Lamar Jackson being on the field. But two, I just don't think that defense, man. Lamar has to go out and score 35 plus points a game for them to have a shot. And I just don't know how long you can keep that up. So if anybody was going to be in the mix at the end of the season, it's going to be the Chiefs.
I kind of think you're right. And on the NFC side of the ball, who do you think is the best team in the NFC?
You know, one thing about Philly, just in general, is the Eagles, is that I don't care. They can be 10-0. They can be 9-1. They can have the best record in the NFC, and for some reasons or some way, people don't think they're that good. And I know it's because how they win games, and they kind of just scoot by, and you know, Jalen Hurts may not be the guy that everybody expected him to be, but they win, man. But you know, I like Tampa and I like Detroit. You know, so that's gonna be another one coming out of that this year.
What about your Chargers, dude? They had a little bit of a swoon there, had a lot of injuries, but seemed to be playing good ball until this last week. They have an ugly loss to the Jags. What do you make of that squad?
Well, look, I'm gonna start showing up to the games with sage in my hands because, you know, people said in the past that they were cursed and things like that, which I always thought that was ridiculous. But if you look at this season, how they went, you have Rashawn Slater to go down before the season starts. Joe Alt goes and moves to the left side. He goes down for the season. You got, Najee Harris, I don't think who's ever had a long-term injury in his career, he goes down for the season. Omarion right after that. Khalil Mack goes down with that elbow. I don't think I've never seen anything like this before. And when we just talk about Jaden Daniels and Eckler and some of these other guys when the Commanders going down, you can't overcome. I don't care who you got to bet. If Jim Harbaugh's great, he's a great coach. They got a great front office with Joe Ortiz and great. I mean, they are stacked with talent from the front office on down. You can't. It's hard to overcome those injuries, and all they got to do is just keep fighting in order to stay in the mix. But at some point in time, that barrel's going to tip where you're going to face somebody that you're going to need those horses.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And then, Sean, looking at the NFC North, do you buy the Bears? The Bears are currently in first place in the NFC North. The Lions are at their heels. The Packers are at their heels. Do you think the Bears could actually get through? The front of their schedule's been kind of kind. The back of their schedule looks a lot rougher. Do you think the Bears are legit?
We're going to find out this back half right now. But it's almost like, you know, who can play, who can skate by week to week, right? Because they don't have anybody dominant in that division. There's nobody dominant. Mm-hmm. You know, so they'll look good. They'll come out and then they'll kind of regress and go backwards. I think that if the Bears do, you know, they won't go far, if that makes any sense. If they do scoot in, they're not somebody who poses a threat real late in the postseason. Is it possible? Yes, but I just don't see them getting over that next step. Not right now.
Yeah.
What about Darnold? Can you buy into Darnold as a deep playoff run QB?
Yeah. I mean, or you Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the Vikings got to be kicking themselves right now. And I'm not trying to take a shot at J.J. McCarthy either, but what I don't understand is this. I get potential. Potential is everything. When you got a young guy, you know what he can do. I'm just not turning my back on a veteran who I just seen do it. And I know that they were, you know, kind of getting on him out there with the Vikings because he didn't, you know, get them far in the postseason. I think he stunk it up towards the end. But, man, you saw him. You saw what he can do. And now you got this kid in J.J. McCarthy who you don't know. You don't know. I think they made a mistake. The Vikings did, but going out there. So, to answer your question, yeah. Especially, where he's at right now and how sharp he's looking at certain point in time, I absolutely think he can.
That old Sam Darnold showed up in the last game. He threw four interceptions. I think that's what Minnesota was trying to get away from. At the end, he just did not look good enough.
Yeah, but you know, you got a guy, a young kid sitting behind him who you haven't seen at all. And
Milrow?
Now you're talking about Darnold. You're talking about McCarthy.
Oh, right. I gotcha.
Yeah,
McCarthy.
Chum, how many coats do you think you get at your coat drive every year? How many coats do you think you've given kids over 23 years?
A little over 42,000.
That's
almost
crazy.
Almost 42,000.
Good stuff, man.
That's so cool, man. Well, congrats on the continued success of the coat drive. Hope you have a blast. I hope it's a great turnout for the Terps this Saturday, and it'd be great if they get a win, upset the Michigan Wolverines.
Well, like I said, man, I got one more year eligibility. You'll find out if they don't, because I'll be out there in the field lining it up.
So. Hey, you know, the Maryland AD said they're going to commit the resources necessary. Maybe you should have a conversation with Jim Smith.
Well, if they got their money, we can talk.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the time.
All right, Sean. Take care, brother.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Sean Merriman, one of the absolute great Maryland Terrapin pass rushers, did it at the NFL level at a really high level. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. If you're going to College Park this Sunday, check your closet, bring an old coat, help out a kid going into the winter. Now, nobody go anywhere. We said we're going to open these phones. Phone lines are open for the rest of the show. Plenty for us to discuss, including spitting. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.